This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This is the besotted Pride of West London podcast, and we're here, Griffin Park. Cardiff City came down, and the Bees have run out 2-1 winners against Cardiff today. It was a bit nerve jangling at the end. Cardiff got a goal back after the Bees went 2-0 up, and it was all nerve jangling, and there was a lot of long ball action going on from the boys in blue, but we survived this one. And at the end of the day, this is a fantastic result as we go into, listen, all eyes are on Fulham on Saturday. We didn't want to lose this game going into that Fulham game. And it's absolutely TV tremendous. Really, really good. Fantastic game, you reckon?
Yes, good now, it's finished. Thought it pretty comfortable, actually, most of the game, 2-0. And then the usual panic at the end. It's quite refreshing to see how some teams play against us and the hoof bit. And, you know, other than the free kick, which the goal, long shot, we didn't really give them much when you watch it, I guess, in hindsight. It's a good 3 points.
An excellent 3 points. There was a lot of long ball action going on today, wasn't there?
Yeah, I mean, they ran out of ideas, so they just had to kind of pump it up by the end. We held them off pretty well, I felt. But, you know, some of those panicky long balls into the box were a bit problematic. But we stood firm. We played the game really well. I predicted a 2-1 Bees win tight game, and that's how it came out to be. So, yeah, good performance, some really classy football. We did, you know, let them back into the game a little bit, but couldn't stop their goal. Their goal was really well taken. But, yeah, Bees 2-1 win, fantastic. Big on Saturday.
And as I say, the Bees are going up. The Bees are going up. And now you're going to believe us. The Bees are going up. Absolutely teething tremendous, as we say. Thomas Frank has just come out. In fact, all the players have come over. Pontus Jansson's taking his shirt off, throwing it in the crowd. He's got one of them sports bras, which basically all the players must have for their... to monitor what they're up to as well. Thomas Frank gave it the old loads of come on. Actually, he gave it a come on. It was really delightful. This was a big result you could feel, that we needed to get this result in here. As we're going into Christmas and going to the Fulham game, this was absolutely fantastic. Great game, wasn't it? Great result, wasn't it?
Great result. Come on, Ipswich.
Yeah, come on, Ipswich. So you've got an Ipswich fan in the house here. Listen, I mean, you know that, you know, you played Coventry on Saturday, and you could have got a better result here, but you must have had, those are mighty Bees today, aren't they?
It was nice to see a championship game again. Nice football. Good win. Enjoyed it.
We could have, fingers up, we went 2-0 up. It looked comfortable. But we always let them back into it, didn't we?
2-0 up, you had them under the cosh. You had them where you needed to be. A little bit of showboating, let them back in it. Made it a tough finish, but...
Listen, I mean, I know Ipswich, look, they're probably going to... 98% chance they're going to be back in this division now. And obviously you've been in this division for about 35,000 years. You know all about this division. Looking at Brentford, how do you think that they match up in this division?
Brentford, I think you've got every chance this year. I think... It's the most open it's been for a long time. It's always an open league. Anyone can take points off it. But the top two are pulled away. The rest of it's there to be taken. And I think if you look at the other teams at the top, none of them have got consistency. I think Brentford have got it this year. I think it's theirs.
Fingers crossed. Good luck, Ipswich fans. Catch you later, man. Wicked. Listen, I'm very happy because I went to Hillsborough on Saturday and I was gutted on Saturday because I thought we should have got a result. But I think it. Listen, I'm not going to pin it on any particular players, but you show the difference when Pontus and Dalsgaard are back in the side. You notice the difference. I noticed it now today, and I'm not knocking the players that came in because they were fantastic on Saturday. But that experience, that know-how, that just getting the head in at the last minute, booting the ball at the last minute, just steadying the players, it really made a big difference.
Undoubtedly, Bill. Like I say, that's what experience buys you. That's why we were so like getting Pontus, that deal over the line this summer, is probably the deal that's going to change our season. He steadies the ship. He gets the other players believing as well. You believe you can see these games through. I mean, it was still squeaky bum time for us. We were thinking this is a game we should have really have won. Scored the third goal. Seen it through.
Oh, yeah, listen, bees in the house, vappy bees in the house, or outside the ground, actually. You're very happy about this. This is a result that we absolutely needed, didn't we?
We did, yeah. We're a funny old team at the moment, getting 7-1 week, losing the next week with a very kind of, I suppose, un-Brentford-like performance recently. Today, everything's back, we've got players back, and we look good. I think we got a bit lackadaisical second half. That ridiculous trick from Benrahma, I think, wound up the Cardiff possibly, and they started getting on top of us for a few minutes. But no, we controlled it later on and, yeah, sorted it out.
We did. I mean, do you think that this was a lesson in us trying to defend against the long ball? Because there was definitely a lot of long ball action going on against it. And I was a bit nervous because normally we get those kind of long balls coming in the whole time and we're in all sorts of trouble, aren't we?
Well, I think the way defences have been shored up this season, brought in obviously Janssen, Pinnock at the back, very, a lot of height there. A lot more physical, Dalgaard to help as well with the height. There wasn't as much, he would have been on the ball, not to be fair. There was plenty of it, but we had other challenges as well. They got good technicians on the ball. They had a very good spell, pretty worried at 2-1, to be honest with you. But we just about coped with what they threw at us and we saw it through.
You saw how much this game meant to the Brentford players and to Thomas Frank at the end. He was there giving it loads of come on, come on. He was so delighted with that result. How important do you think this result is?
I think it's very important. Obviously, going into the big game on Saturday, if we win on Saturday.
Against who?
That team from down the road.
Tell us who exactly it is.
The full scum.
Ah, okay.
And then if we beat them, we go above them. So I think we've got the momentum that's going into that game, and I think we will win.
Okay, that's interesting. So I'm not saying we're going to do it, but hypothetically, if we did beat them, that would be bees up Fulham down, wouldn't it?
It would be, absolutely. Definitely, bees up Fulham down.
Excellent.
Come on.
Right, we love like that. Okay, see you later, guys. Satisfaction. We can't get no satisfaction, but we got plenty of satisfaction from getting a result there today. We're not getting biggish, but it was, again, after Saturday's result, we really needed something today, so it felt good, didn't it?
Oh, it felt fantastic, and, you know, we completely deserved that. It was 60 minutes of excellent football, and it was probably 20 minutes of nervousness, and then it was 15 minutes of seeing the game out, and, you know, that final 15 minutes was something we don't always see, even at home, and, massively satisfying. You know, arguably, in a bizarre way, more satisfying than a 7-0 against Luton, because Cardiff are a talented side, well-organised for what they are, and, you know, yeah, really, really great result, one of the best results at home this season.
It's interesting. I spoke to somebody at the bar, and he said that, you know, he said, "Oh God, you know, Brentford fan." He goes, "Oh, I thought we were lucky in that game." Do you think that we were lucky?
Absolutely not. I think we had four or five chances that were very, very nailed on to score. I think that obviously while they got back into the game, we still managed to see them out. And I thought Ethan Pinnock was immense tonight. I think he did a really, really good job of kind of doing that. And the move to sort of 3-5-2 worked as well. So I don't think there was any luck at all. I thought we were excellent for an hour and really gritty for, you know, the final part of the game. I didn't see a lucky Brentford side there. I saw an excellent Brentford side, I think.
And I'm going to ask Benrahma, he pulled out a few tricks today, and he was looking a lively Benrahma today. Somebody reckons that Benrahma also wound them up so much, the Cardiff players so much, that they started to fly in with the tackles and they start to actually up them up a gear.
Yeah, potentially. I mean, I think the kind of consensus around us was that maybe there were a few scouts in the area, and you know, it was maybe related to that. But he put in an excellent performance, really energetic. I think he wound up the Cardiff players, but then that's what he's there to do. I don't know whether that helped them up a gear or not. I think they probably knew they needed to get back in it somehow, but you know, he was excellent today. He was really, really good. So bring on Fulham next Saturday.
So I haven't quite got all the stats in my head. All I know is that we seem to be roughly about, I think, a point or so off playoffs. Is that right?
We're 1 point off because Preston beat Fulham last night. Fulham have lost their last two. So there's going to be three they've lost in a row. We'll go above them. And then I think we'll go above a few others as well. We're playing good football.
Oh, yeah, obviously, if we beat Fulham, that is, on Saturday, you mean?
We say if we do. I watched their game against QPR. And the thing with Fulham is I think they're a very technically gifted side, but I don't think their heart's fully in it. And I think if we go at them like we can, we'll beat them.
So they don't lock it up?
They don't, no.
I mean, I saw the game last night as well when they played against Preston, and they were Preston definitely rattled them, especially the fact that Preston, I don't think, had won in four games or hadn't even scored in four games as well. So that was a bit of a turnaround, and Fulham definitely looked rattled last night, even though I have to say Mitrovic looks like a very good player and he's always going to be a danger.
Yeah, I mean, Mitrovic will be a concern. Fulham like do have, I don't think the quality is an issue with Fulham. But I also know from my mate who's a Preston season ticket holder that Preston have a lot of injury concerns, and like the fact that Fulham lost to them, Bristol City beat Fulham last week and then they lost last night at home to Millwall, I definitely have a good feeling about it. So yeah,
excellent. So I mean, coming back to tonight again, today's game, we've got a great result, we've put ourselves into a good position. Do you think that the performance was the best, or do we still have things to work on?
I think there's always things to work on in terms of performance. I think until they scored, we were excellent. We were all over them. Got a bit nervy after that. But the one person I will stand out for today was, I thought that Jensen, by far, that's the best I've seen him play. And it's good to see him like improving that way, because he's always had the technical ability, but now like he's getting used to the more physical side of it.
Excellent. And I mean, we've had a tough run this month. We've got the Fulham at the Cardiff. We dispatched to them Wednesday. In retrospect, like I said to you, I think it's probably a shame that, you know, the Dow's gone, the North, and the Ensign weren't in there. But one of those things which they weren't, and we have to deal with those things. So they got the result. After that, we've got the West Brom and the Swansea. So we've still got a couple of tough games. What are you saying?
It's a tough month. I've thought that from the start. But what I've always said was, we started this month, I think, 3 points behind the playoffs. And my viewpoint always was, do you know what? If we're only 3 points off the playoffs come January, when we've got new signings coming in, players coming back, we're in a good position, because I think we're getting better. So, yeah, if we're there then, I think we've got a really good chance.
Florida B in the house here. Listen, he hasn't seen us for about 174 years, but he's come back and he's brought luck with him. A victory. Florida B, did you enjoy that?
I loved it.
Yeah, tell me about that. I mean, can you remember the last players that you saw when you watched Brentford?
Can't remember the last players, but I can remember the game. It was against Bristol.
What was the score?
2-1.
To the Mighty Bees?
Yes.
Of course it was, yeah. So, and that was all. How many years ago was that?
About 13
years ago. So yeah, that was kind of roughly near about sort of Andy Scott days, you know, maybe sort of 2009-90, just before the Andy Scott days even. So yeah, so it's a bit of a while. So I'm just wondering, how different was this Brentford team from that one? Tell me.
Oh, actually, that's a good it's a lot different. I came to this game today and actually was not expecting anything bad, but I was very, very surprised with the way the team functioned and played today.
In which way? I mean, you know, the football that we played, or, you know, the individual players?
More just the way the team worked together, the way that they just properly, they completely functioned. It was a complete teamly effort, you know.
Teamwork.
Yeah, yeah.
Just
teamwork
that was going on. Yeah. You know, so, and also the skill factor. I mean, Cardiff came down there and they came to spoil with their extremely kind of long ball tactics, which is fair enough because every team plays a different way. We cope with that, well, fairly well to a certain extent, didn't we?
Yeah, it seemed like we got a little bit scared at one point of the game, but we coped with it very well. We really did.
did. And any players that stood out for you? I mean, you haven't seen the Beast for a long time. Any players out there, or just pick out a number from the back that you thought was a player that you thought, man, this player's going to go on to another level?
Number 14. And there was another one.
Number 10? I'm not putting any words in your mouth or anything like that. Ben Rama, number 10. Yeah.
Number 10. Yeah, okay. That was it.
So you're feeling Ben Rama.
Yeah.
Which is all good. So listen, you're going to be back to see, because we had a little feature today on the podcast, this week's podcast on International Bees. So you're going to be back before the end of the season, because we need International Bees to come here and give us your vibe.
I will 100% be back, yes.
Hey, 100%. Looking forward to it.
Yes,
nice one.
Me too.
Cheers. Happy Bee?
Yeah, happy Bee. I thought we ground that result today. Dominant, 2-0, let him back in the game. And it's a ropey 15, 20 minutes, but I ground it out, they bit down and got a result. We're really happy.
I mean, we got the goal, we've done the right things. I mean, the thing is, we got a few players back that are out. Are we still strong enough and depth enough and good enough, do you think, to challenge for a promotion place and win it?
No, I don't think we are. I think we're a bit light squad wise. I think there's a lot of players. Like, we've got a really good first 11, probably a few good subs that are two or three that are of the level, and then there's prospects. I was chatting on the way back to the pub actually to a couple of the lads about this very point. The game is coming thick and fast. Lose a player or two, it's going to hurt us, I think. January is going to be so important. Like, if we lose a couple of big guns and we replace them with prospects, then that could be the issue, right? But if we replace them with proven talent, which isn't really what we do in January, then who knows? But mate, the season's going great. I'm enjoying it. I think today's a great win. Bring on the fucking Fulham.
This is the Besotted Pride of West London podcast. We've beat Cardiff today. Great result. We've got Fulham on Saturday coming up. So we're really looking forward to this. We're looking forward to the whole thing. And it's really nice to actually kind of relax after Saturday, especially. You can realise how up and down this season for us bees. But look, check us out. Besotted. Come and like us. You know, give us a review. All those things that we say. But I've got my mates in the pub. And we are Brentford fans. We got a result today, so we say Cardiff is to say.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
And there it is, that's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van, unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.